We go now live to Jerusalem, where Chris Gunness joins us. He's a spokesman for the United Nations Palestine Refugee Agency, which is based in Jerusalem. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So it appears that a exiled Palestinian community, because of the unrest in Syria, is on the move. What are you monitoring this morning?
Well, sadly, I have to report that a forgotten community has now become a disappeared community because as many as 10,000 refugees who fled the camp in western Syria from the coastal town of Latakia have simply gone missing. They voted with their feet in the last couple of days because the refugee camp, home to 10,000 people, came under fire. It is far from clear what condition these people are in, where they are, where the women, the children, the elderly, the sick, the dying, the wounded. We have no idea. Therefore, we are extremely concerned, which is why we have called on the Syrian authorities for immediate access. The president of the Security Council has issued a statement demanding this, and that reinforces our calls, because for every moment that ticks by, we become increasingly concerned about, as I say, a population that was forgotten and has now disappeared.
We have reports that at least 30 people may have died in Latakia during the three-day military attack. Are the Palestinians, first of all, in a refugee camp administered by the United Nations? And are they caught in the crossfire, or are they under threat in some way from the Syrian authorities?
Well, they certainly were under threat, and they certainly were caught in the crossfire. There has been a military operation, and we know that because the Syrian security forces went into the camp and told people to leave, quite clearly because they intended to do some kind of sweep, and also because there was direct firing into the refugee camp. So, yes, they have been under threat. They have fled, and that's why we're saying in UNRWA, we need to get in to see whether there are wounded people, elderly people, women, children who are left behind, because the reports we have today is that the camp is virtually a ghost town. We have no idea who is in there, but we as United Nations Humanitarian Agency have a responsibility to these people, which is why we are glad that the eyes and the ears of the world are on this area. It's a big mystery, and we certainly do not want it to turn into a murder mystery.
Where do you think these individuals are likely to have gone? Dispersed within Syria or moved into Lebanon or Turkey?
Well, I would imagine that they're certainly in the immediate aftermath of the military attack fled into areas in the town outside the camp, because there were some areas in Latakia where there was a degree of security. And I would think that many of them would have gone to other Palestinian communities inside Syria, some of the big camps, for example, Yarmouk camp in Syria and a couple of other camps, Hama and Homs in central Syria, where naturally they would go to where there are other Palestinians, other family members perhaps, and friends. There are, don't forget, 475,000 Palestinian refugees in Syria. But frankly, we do not know. And in the absence of not knowing, we can only be concerned. There's a report in the last couple of days of a football stadium where people were taken. Well, you know, that is very sinister stuff, and we need access and to find out what is going on there.
Chris Gunness, a spokesman for the UN Palestine Refugee Agency based in Jerusalem, trying to monitor the whereabouts and the safety of more than 400,000 Palestinian refugees in Syria, 10,000 of whom may have disappeared, leaving the besieged town of Latakia after a three-day military attack. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.